Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadik Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah, 14 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Dalet Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema. For Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, and Reb Tzvi Meir ben Rachel Mato. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. Zok the Mishnah. Chatzir Shenifritz Oler Shus HaRabim. A chatzir that was exposed completely on one side to a Rishos HaRabim, HaMachnis Mitoichel Rishos HaYachid. If somebody would carry something from it to a Rishos HaYachid, Oymer Rishos HaYachid LaToicha, who would carry from Rishos HaYachid into it, Chayiv, he would be Chayiv because he's violating Chaitza Midei Raisa, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim Oymerim, the Chachamim argue. The Chachamim say, Mitoicha, if you would carry from it, Rishos HaRabim, Oymer Rishos HaRabim LaToicha, Potter. If you would carry from it to Rishos HaRabim into it, you would be Potter. And the reason is, Mepneisha Hika Karmelis. Because this chatzer is treated like a karmelis. So at first glance, there would appear to be a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding a chatzer that's nifrat zol rishos harabim, that on one side is completely exposed, it's nifrat bimaloyoy to a rishos harabim. Does that chatzer have a din of a rishos harabim, or does it have a din of a karmelis? Do we say it has a din of a rishos harabim because it's completely exposed to a rishos harabim, hence it would have a din of a rishos harabim, or no? Just because it's exposed to a Rishos HaRabim doesn't mean it itself is a Rishos HaRabim. It's exposed to a Rishos HaRabim. But it in of itself is going to be treated like a karmelis. Rabbi Eliezer says, a chatzer shenifritz al Rishos HaRabim has a din of a Rishos HaRabim. Therefore, if someone would carry from it to a Rishos HaYachid, from Rishos HaYachid, it would be chayiv. The Chachamim hold that it has a din of a karmelis. Now, the truth is, at first glance, both shitas are tzarech bir. Why should it have a din of a Rishos HaRabim? And why should it have a din of a karmelis? It's a chatzer. It seems like it's surrounded by mechitzas on three sides. On one side, it's exposed to a rishos harabim. True, when you learn Erevin, you know there's a concept of nifratz b'mloyoy l'makim ha'aser, chatzer ketana that opens up to a chatzer gedayla, which creates the status of a karmelis as it relates to dinei Erevin. But that it should somehow get the halachic status of a Rishos HaRabim as it relates to itself, just because it's exposed to a Rishos HaRabim, why should it have the status of a Rishos HaRabim? And as it relates to the Chachamim Shita, that it's considered a karmelis, that's also a little bit tzarech bir, because at the end of the day, if it is surrounded by three mechitzos, that as it relates to carrying from this to another Rishos, Midai Raisa certainly should have a din of Rishos HaYachid. Something has three mechitzos, Midai Raisa has a din of Rishos HaYachid. Yeah, it's true, there's Dine de Rabbanon, certain chumras that you need, an Erev, perhaps, or you have to make something, so it shouldn't be nifritz b'maloyoy, but you want to know the status of this chatzer, you would think that it should be a Rishos HaYachid. So really, both shittas require a little bit of beer, so we'll see a little more about this in the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Reb Eliezer, shouldn't the nifritz Rishos HaRabim have a Rishos HaRabim? What's Pashm Shana Reb Eliezer shita? You have a chatzer, it's nifritz b'maloyoy Rishos HaRabim. Says Reb Eliezer, now this area has a din of Rishos HaRabim. Why? Just because it's exposed to Rishos HaRabim, it should have a din of Rishos HaRabim. So the Gemara says, in Reb Eliezer l'tameh, it sounds like a chiddush, but the truth is Reb Eliezer l'shitasi. Tanya learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda oimer mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbim Sheboru Derech La'atzmon, if a Rabbim started using somebody else's Derech, it's a very big Kiddush, Mashe Boreru, Boreru. This area that they took, and they were machzik in, even if that area is a Rishos HaYachid, but if a Rabbim is machzik in a Rishos HaYachid, in a field, for example, the halach is, they now have a kinyan, a chazaka in that field, and it takes on the status of a Rishos HaRabim. So the Gemara is saying that the reason Rabbi Eliezer would hold that the chatzer shenifritz al Rishos HaRabim would have a din of a Rishos HaRabim, because hacha b'maya skinon, with the Rabim, with baru derech la'atzman, and this is Rabbi Eliezer l'shatasoy, who holds masha baru bar. The Gemara is going to continue to explain this. Ain't he freak the Gemara, but from Rav Gidol Marav, Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav, Usha Avdolahem derech b'yisasada, that there's no halacha that says that a Rabim could just go into someone's field and decide that we're going to use this as a shortcut, so that when we walk to shul Shabbos morning, it's going to be a little bit closer to us, and just be machzik in somebody else's property. Of course you can't do that. Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabim Shabaru Derech La'atzman, Mashabaru Baru. So Rav Gidol, who was a famous Talmud of Rav, said, I was mekabel from my Rebbe, that Rebbe clarified, he qualified the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. He said, Rabbi Eliezer was talking about a case where there was a Rabim that had a Derech in a field, but the Derech was lost. Avda lehem derech ba'is asada. And now we're trying to figure out where exactly this derech is. So there's a halacha, a very big kiddush, that says that even though you don't know where the derech is right now, you could just pick an area, and that's going to be considered your area. So the Gemara says, okay, the bottom line is, yeah, there is a shitas Rebbe Eliezer. We thought Rebbe Eliezer said this halacha unequivocally. Now we know that it's not true. He only said that there's a concept of Rabbim Shebaru Derech La'atzman if it was Avdol Lam Derech. So the Gemara says, let that be the Ikimta in the Mishnah. Chitei Mahachanami Gunja Avdol Lam Derech Ve'itzel Chatzar. So maybe that's the Ikimta. Maybe the Ikimta is that we're talking about where in this field, in this Chatzar, there was once a Derech that belonged to the Rabbim and got lost, and as a result, they were boyer lahem derech, and that's why the chatzar has a din of a rishus rabbi. But from Rab Chanina, problem is Rab Chanina said ad makom mechitza machloikis. The machloikis is ad makom mechitza. It sounds like they're arguing about the entire chatzar. There's no reason Rabbi Eliezer would say that the rabbin, because they had a derech in the chatzar, they should now be able to take the entire chatzar as their rishus rabbin. And if Reb Chanina said clearly that Rabbi Eliezer Shita in the Mishnah is referring to the entire Chatzah, it can't be because of Rabbin Baru Lahem Derech. It can't be because they once had a Derech and got lost, and now they're taking this as a Derech, and that's why it has a din of a Rishos Rab. So the Gemara says, you have to say, you have no choice, you have to edit what Reb Chanina said. Eima al makim mechitza machlokes. Meaning, lo'olam a Chatzah shenifritza l'Rishos Rabbin, even though it's exposed to Rishos Rabbin, of course it shouldn't have a din of a Rishos Rabbin. The Gemara's opening line, Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum de Nifritzel, Rishus Arabim, Havilo Rishus Arabim. There's no svara to say that it should have a din of a Rishus Arabim. Why then in the Mishnah is this a Rishus Arabim? Hacha b'mayaskinon. Where there's a situation of a Rabbim that's being Baru Lahem Derech. The Derech that they're trying to take is the Mokoyim where the Mechitza once was. There was once a Mechitza, now the Mechitza fell down, and now the fight broke out. The person that owns this Chatzah says, oh, the Mechitza only went up to here. The Rabbim, they say, no, the Mechitza went a little further. So they're arguing about the Mokka Mechitza, right? It makes sense. That's the story. There was a Chatzah, there was a Mechitza, it fell down, and now there's a fight. Okay, so the question is do we say that this mokum that the rabbi Matayni was really part of their Rishos Rabbim should go to them? Or do we say not that way? So Rabbi Eliezer Tameh, who holds as an idea of Rabbim Shebaru Derech La'atzman, so it's because of that they're going to end up getting this area. But the site of Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is not a chatzah that's different to Rishos Rabbim as a din of Rishos Rabbim, but rather it's talking about where there was an argument about it, and this is all Rabbi Eliezer L'shitasai, his halach of Rabbim Shebaru Derech La'atzman. Not to get too deep into the pshat, but at first glance, there's an obvious question, which almost makes it hard to understand the Gemara. Right? Sometimes it's hard to understand the Gemara because it's an obvious question. What's obviously l'chura tzarech bir is the concept of Rabbim Shebaru lo derech is, it was where the Rabbim had a derech. They for sure had a derech here. We know they had something over here. The question is where the derech is. It got lost. So the halach is pick a derech and you're allowed to run with it. Over here, we don't know if the rabbim ever had any chelik of the chatzah that belongs to this person. There's an argument. Where was the mechitza? Why would that be called rabbim barulam derech? Rabbim barulam derech is where they for sure had a chelik inside the chatzah, and now it's a shiloh where the chelik was. Okay, so pick an area. That's the idea of rabbim barulam derech. But over here, the shiloh is was the makam mechitza the rishus of the Bala Chatzar, or was it the makam of the rabbim? So we're saying, Rabbi Eliezer, L'tameh, who holds of the idea of rabbim barulam derech, they can go take the makam amechitza, and it's going to have a din of rishus rabbim. That's what Rabbi Eliezer meant when he said a chatzar shenifritzel rishus rabbim has a din of rishus rabbim. But either way, the bottom line is, the first teretz of the Gemara is that the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer, that a chatzah shenifritzel rishus rabbim has a din of a rishus rabbim, so if you carry from it to rishus hayachid, it can be chayiv, is talking specifically about the makom mechitza, hocha v'mayaskinon, with a rabbim attaining that it really belongs to them, and because it belongs to them, that's why it has din of rishus. The Ibai Yisemi, you could say, a similar teretz, but tzidei rishus rabbim come bifli. Could be they were arguing about tzidei rishus rabbim. So this is an idea that we've seen earlier in Shabbos and Erevin, where something that's on the side of a rishus rabbim could be, could have a din of rishus rabbim. Rabbi Eliezer, so tzidei rishus rabbim, rishus rabbim, dam. Rabbi Eliezer holds tzidei rishus rabbim, rishus rabbim. So the makam ha-mechitza is, being that it's exposed somewhat to the rishus rabbim, has a din of rishus rabbim. That's why you're not allowed to carry from it to rishus hayachid. Rabbanan tzavri, tzidei rishus rabbim, lav ki rishus rabbim, dam. Freak the Gemara. an obvious question. If the yisoid of Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, because of Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, so the lifling, but Tzidei Rishos HaRabim da'almo. Why just argue about Tzidei Rishos HaRabim? Why is this in Perikol Gagas? If the yisoid of Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, Eskishos HaRabim da'almo, okay, that's something that was Negeya, Perik Yitzias HaShabbos in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, Perik HaGzoirik towards the end of Masechta Shabbos. You know, different times that the Gemara talks about the Malach of Eitzah, we could have discussed the Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara did discuss the Shabbos. So why is Rabbi Eliezer's halacha chotzer shenifritz alushos harabim? This is an Erevin sugya. It has nothing to do with Erevin. It's related to Tzidei Rishos HaRabim. So just say, Tzidei Rishos HaRabim. Rabbi Eliezer says Rishos HaRabim, and the Chum hold that doesn't have a din of Rishos HaRabim. So the Gemara says a reason, because if Liga Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, had he argued by regular Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, Da'al Mahavar, you know, I would have thought, keep the Rabban Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, when the Rabban argues Rabbi Eliezer, Hani Mili Hechet Ikechifufi, that's if there were barriers. There's something between the Chatzar and the Rishos HaRabim. So it's a little inconvenient, it's not so geschmack to use the Tzidei Rishos HaRabim if you're in the Rishos HaRabim. But in the event that you don't have these chifufi, like in our Mishnah where the Chatzah was nifritz al Rishos HaRabim 100%, I would have thought that over here, the Rabbanu Ramayit Rabbi Eliezer, Kamash Malon, that's why we mentioned Allah over here, to say that even in a case like this where it's completely exposed, so you would have thought maybe everybody holds Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, Rishos HaRabim, Kamash Malon, that no. Bottom line is, what comes out from both Terutzim, both explanations of Rabbi Eliezer Shita in the Mishnah, is that Rabbi Eliezer said Chatzah Shenifritz L'Rishos HaRabim, the area has a din Rishos HaRabim. He didn't mean the whole Chatzah. What he meant was the Makam HaMechitza. Why would the Makam HaMechitza have a din Rishos HaRabim? So he saw two reasons. But the point is, he was referring to the Makam HaMechitza. Now, what did the Rabbanan tain at Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah? So back to the Mishnah. V'chachamim ma'imrin, mitoicha L'Rishos HaRabim, L'Rishos HaRabim l'toicha pater, mitneishi k'karmelis. No, the Chatzah is not a Rishos HaRabim. It's a karmelis. Which part of the Chatzah? Toicha. Toicha, no one's arguing about Toicha. Rabbi Eliezer also holds Toicha as a karmelis. The whole machlokes is the Makam HaMechitza. So zok the Gemara v'ami Toicha kamar. Didn't the Chachamim tell Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah Toicha? It sounds like they're arguing about Toicha. They're not just arguing about the Makam HaMechitza. So the Gemara says no. You have to say really they're arguing about the Makam HaMechitza. But what then was what the Rabbanon tiny? I did Dom Rabbanon mitoicha, Amar Iyu, Namin mitoicha. But because Rabbanon said mitoicha, so he said Rabbanon, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, Mahadrila Inu mitoicha. Right, this is all the what we just said. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamalei Rabbanon Rabbi Eliezer. This is where Rabbanon meant to tell Rabbi Eliezer. Milay Kam Moidus Lan Hecha to Tulda mitoicha Rishos HaRabim, Um Rishos HaRabim Latoicha the Pot of Neshi Karmelis. Aren't you Moida that the inside of the Chatz is a Karmelis? Rabbi Eliezer said, yeah, of course. So they tainted Tzidei Nami Loishna. So the Tzidei of the Makam HaMechitza it should be the same way. Rabbi Eliezer responds, "Hasam loy kadarsi l'rabim, hacha kadarsi l'rabim." So that's a very big difference. The toicha is not Tzidei Rishos HaRabim. The makam of the mechitza is Tzidei Rishos HaRabim. Bottom line is Mishnah chatzin shenifritz al Rishos HaRabim. The chatzin that's exposed to Rishos HaRabim. Why are we talking about this right now? Because that was very much the theme of Perikol Gagas, a roof that's exposed to a roof, a chatzin that's exposed to a chatzin. Until now, we've been talking about it more from the Erevin perspective. This is a little bit more from the Hilchas Shabbos perspective. But this chatzin that's nifritz b'malaya to a Rishos HaRabim. Rabbi Eliezer had a din of Rishos HaRabim. Chamsei had a din of a karmelis. What's pshan in Rabbi Eliezer? Why should a chatzin that's nifritz to Rishos HaRabim have a din of Rishos HaRabim? Right, the Gemara's question, Rabbi Eliezer, mishum de nifritz to Rishos HaRabim, havi lo Rishos HaRabim. So Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Eliezer didn't mean the whole chatzin. Rabbi Eliezer just meant the makam of the mechitza. Why would the makam of the mechitza be different? Two pshat them in the Gemara. Iba yisema v'iba yisema. Either it's Rabbi Eliezer l'tameh, Rabban Baruch lehem derech, has a din of Rishos HaRabim, and it's talking about with the Rabban attaining that this is ours, and they're able to keep it. Very big kiddush, but they're able to keep it because of Rabban Baruch lehem derech. Or you could say, it's because it has a din of a tzidei Rishos HaRabim. Rabbi Eliezer shita is tzidei Rishos HaRabim, and in fact, Rabbi Eliezer shita is always tzidei Rishos HaRabim. No, kamash malon, that even in this case, the Chachamim hold that it's Tzidei Rishos HaRabim does not have a din of Rishos HaRabim. But bottom line is the Machlokes was not regarding the entire Chatzar, the Machlokes was only regarding the Makim HaMechitza. Next Mishnah. Chatzar shenifritz al Rishos HaRabim. A Chatzar that was nifritz al Rishos HaRabim, says the Mishnah, Mishtei Ruchoy Seha, very important, it was nifritz al not on one side, but it was nifritz al on two sides. So you have a Chatzar that opens up to a Rishos HaRabim, and it has four walls. Two of the walls were breached. They were breached to the point that they're not considered walls anymore, which means either they were completely knocked down or the mechitza is at least more than 10 amos wide. So the halach is, it's considered that it's not a mechitza anymore. So if you have a chatzar that was nifritza l'rishus harabim mishtei ruchaysa, on two sides it was breached. V'chein bayish nifritza mishtei ruchaysa. Or you have a house, same story, that was breached on two sides to rishus harabim. V'chein mavoi, or you had a mavoi, You had a mavoi that was enema foolish. It opened up into a Rishus HaRabim, where the halach is, the first Mishnah of Masechta, the first several dafin of the Masechta. You have to have a lechi or a kaira in order to be able to carry in the mavoi. The kaira came down, the lechi came down. Mutarim bayis the Shabbos, vasurim lasad lavi de Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to carry in the chatzar, you're allowed to carry in the bayis, you're allowed to carry in the mavoi on this Shabbos. The next Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. Now, what happened in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to go into a detailed analysis to understand the exact tziyugin of the Mishnah. But the basic halach of the Mishnah is very, very clear. You had a chatzar that in the beginning of Shabbos was Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, you're allowed to carry there. You had a bias at the beginning of Shabbos, you were allowed to carry. You had a mother with the same thing, Lechis, Kairis, everything was perfect. And then on Shabbos, something happened. Something went wrong. The Chatzah was Nifritza Mishtei Ruchayseh. The bias was Nifratz Mishtei Ruchayseh. The mother that had a Kaira lost its Kaira. It had a Lechi, no Lechi anymore. So what's the halacha? Says Rabbi Yehuda, this Shabbos, no worries. Next Shabbos, you're going to have to fix it. But as relates to this Shabbos, it's going to be okay. Rabbi Yossi Emir says, no. What would be the svar in that? Mamanav Shach, Imutarim Laisa Shabbos. If it's Motif for this Shabbos, Mutarim Laisa Lavi. That'll be Motif for all the Shabbos. Then Asurim Laisa Lavi. And if it's going to be Asur for the future Shabbos, then Asurim Laisa Shabbos. I mean, you can't be Mechalik. You can't split this Shabbos on next Shabbos. If it's good, this Shabbos, good next Shabbos. If it's not good next Shabbos, it's not good this Shabbos. Now notice Rabbi Yossi didn't state his opinion. The Gemara is going to talk about that on Daf Tzadikei Amud Aleph. Meaning, so which one is it? Is it always Mutter? Is it always Asa? But Rabbi Yossi says, either it's always Mutter, it's always Asa. Where's Rabbi Yehuda hold? It's Mutter this Shabbos, it's going to be Asa next Shabbos. What's the Hezber in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds Shabbos, Kivon Shehutra, Hutra. That's the Yisoy of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. A lot more about this in the Gemara. But either way, so the Mishnah told us a halacha that we've seen several times in Masechtas Erevin. Shabbos Kimet Hutra Hutra. We see in this Mishnah that really it's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda is the one in this Mishnah that seems to hold of this halacha. But the Mishnah gave three examples of it. And the examples are very important. The first example was he had a chatzar that the beginning of Shabbos was good. It had proper mechitzis. But on Shabbos something went wrong. What happened? Nifritza Mishtei Ruchayseh. He had a bias that was fine the beginning of Shabbos. It was Nifratz Mishtei Ruchayseh. Zokta Gemara. Chatzir and bias, the Mishnah was very clear. What happened to it that suddenly we have a Shaila, Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi? It was Nifratz, not one wool, but two wools. So the Gemara says, B'mayaskin. How wide was this Pirtza? Ilema Be'eser. If it's talking about that it was breached 10 Amos. What's the significance of 10 amos? Up to 10 amos and including 10 amos. Now, halacha is, it's considered a Pesach if you have that type of breach in a wall, and the wall is still considered a wall. If it's yoisim me'yaseh amos, if it's more than 10 amos, then we don't look at the wall as being here. So from a halachic perspective, if you have a wall that has a breach of up to 10 amos, ad va'ad b'chlal, it's considered a wall. What do you do with this breach? It's 20 feet long. That's true. It's a very, very wide entranceway. But at the end of the day, it's still considered a wall. If it's yes, yes, amos, then it's not okay. So the Gemara says, Manavshach, if we're talking about where it was 10 amos, why, if you would have a breach on one side, would it be okay? How do you know it would be okay? The Mishnah. Mishnah says, Chatzah Shenifza L'Shus HaRabim, Mishnei Ruchayseh, clearly implying and suggesting that if the Pirtza would only be on one side, it would be fine. What's the reason? Because you would deem it a Pesach. We would say, we look at it as if it's a Pesach, because 10 Amos is considered a Pesach. So if it was breached on two sides, you should say the same thing. It must be it's talking about where it was more than 10 Amos. And therefore, if it's breached on two sides, it's a problem, because you don't have two doors. What you have is two walls now. Even if it's missing one wall, it should be a problem. Because if it's Nifritz al Shisarabin, even on one side, Chatzah, that's Nifritz al Shisarabin, doesn't have to be Nifritz on two sides. Even if it's Nifritz on one side, it's going to be a problem. So Marcus is my mother, so what's going on over here? Why did it have to be Nifritz of Mishtei Ruchayseh? If the Piritzah was up to 10 Amos, so then there's nothing. You have four walls. And if the Piritzah was Yaisim Yas Amos, then even if one of the walls was Nifritz Yaisim Yas Amos, Chatzah Nifritz of Mishtei is one side, it doesn't have to be two sides. On my Rav, the first of the two opinions that the Gemara is going to bring, the second, of course, is Shmuel's, but on my Rav said, I love the answer. Lo'ilam, we're talking about where it was 10 Amos. What's the Kasha? If it's 10 Amos, it's a Pesach. Even on two sides, it's a Pesach. Don't you Nifritz of a Karen's of it? It's talking about with these two walls that were Nifrat's Eser Amos, or less than Eser Amos, we're on a corner. It's missing a corner. The Pischa B'Keren Zavos Le'avdi Enchi. People don't make entranceways on the corner. You make it in the front, on the side, the back, but the corner is never considered a Pesach. And in Halacha, It's a very big chiddush. We don't look at it as a Pesach. So it's true, ordinarily, a pirtz of up to 10 amos is considered a Pesach, but Bekeren Zavos is not considered a Pesach. Meaning the Mishnah was talking about where the pirtz was 10 amos, and because it was 10 amos or less than 10 amos, that's why it had to be nifritz of Mishtei Ruchaisev, because it's not just Shtei Ruchaisev, it's actually the corner, and that's why it's not considered a Pesach. But Enechinam, if it was Yoisem Eeser Amos, right, just to be clear, if it was Yoisem Eeser Amos, even one Ruach would be a problem. And if it was Pachis Meeser Amos or Eeser Amos, and it wasn't in the corner, it doesn't matter. If it have two, it would be okay. It's talking about where it was 10 amos or less, it was in the corner, that's what the two ruchais mean. It affects one of the zaviyos, which inevitably means it affects two sides, and it's for that reason it's going to be a problem. So we have two dots over here, but the truth is it's very much a hemshach. This is all one gemar. The Mishnah said that a bais is the same thing. It was nifras mitu ruchaisav. So the halacha is it's now a problem. So the gemar says same question. Why, if it would be missing one wall, does it sound like it wouldn't be a problem? So says the Gemara, because you would probably say, Pitikra Yairu Vesoysim. Now here the Gemara doesn't get involved if it was 10 Amos or more. Why? Because even if it's more than 10 Amos, you could say, Pitikra Yairu Vesoysim. So the Gemara says that why is it if it's Nifrit Sam Yiruach Achas, it sounds very clear from the Mishnah. It wouldn't be a problem, presumably, because you'd always say Pitikra Yairu Vesoysim, no matter how wide the gap is. If that's the case, Mishtei Ruches Nami, even if it's on two sides, Leme Pitikra Yairu Vesoysim, if you hold a Pitikra Yairu Vesoysim, say you hold it on one side, you hold it on two sides. The Gemara says, Amri Debei Rav, Mishmei De Rav, Sen Yeshiva Rav, they said over again in the name of Rav, Kishu Nifrit Sam Yiruach Achas, talking about, just like in the Aikimta with the Chatzah, it's talking about where it got knocked out in the corner, Vikiruya Ba'alachsay. And it's talking about where the roof came down on an angle. Meaning it wasn't a flat roof, it was a slanty roof. The leka lememir pitikra yair v'soysim. Because in a case like that, you don't say pitikra yair v'soysim. The only time you say pitikra yair v'soysim is if it's a flat roof, but if it's a diagonal roof, it's a slanty roof, you don't say pitikra yair v'soysim. Either way, it's talking about, again, where it was in a corner, and you also can't say Pitikra Yair V'Soysim because it's talking about where it was an Alachzim. Now, just to be clear, we understand why you need the roof to be on an Alachzim because otherwise you would say Pitikra Yair V'Soysim. Why does it have to be on a corner? What's the svara for that? Why does it have to be on a, why can't it be on one of the sides? So the teretz is, Rav is going to make the same Akimta because it's talking about where it was Eser Amos or less. And if it would have not been in the corner, you would have a Pesach. But being that it's in the corner, Pischa Bekeren Zavos Layav the Inchi. Aye, forget about Pischa. Forget about the fact that it's 10 Amos. What happened to Pitikra Yair V'Soysim? The Teretz is, it's talking about Vikiruya Balachsen. So the bottom line is, in theory, the Mishnah could have made its point in a much simpler way. The Mishnah could have just said, you had a Chatzer, on Shabbos, one of the walls came down, it's Nifritz, Vilbim Loyal, Malkum Aser, Machlekes Rav Yudha Rav Yossi, do you say Shabbos, Kimish, Hutra, Hutra? That's true, the Mishnah could have done that. But the Mishnah didn't do that. But the question is, what is the Mishnah talking about? At the end of the day, the Mishnah seems to say, the Chatzer has to be Nifritz, Mishtei Ruchaitza. The Bais has to be Nifritz, Mishtei Ruchaitza. The Teretz is, the Mishnah is talking about where it was Eser Amos. I mean that it's Eser Amos. If it wouldn't be Mishtei Ruchaitza, and not just Shtei Ruchaitza, but Bekeren Zavis, you would look at it as a Pesach. Being that it's Bekeren Zavis, as far as Pisach Bekeren Zavis, have the inchi. One other akimta that Rav had to make in the case of bias, and that is also talking about when you don't have particular v'soysim. How do you accomplish that? You don't have particular v'soysim. It's talking about be'alachsin. So again, how many akimtas do we have with Shmuel according to Rav? Just negate because the Gemara is going to really get into this. Number one, we're talking about where the pirtzos were eser amos. Number two, we're talking about where the pirtzos were bekeren zavis. Number three, the second case of the Mishnah of Bayis, not Negei Chatzah, Chatzah doesn't have a roof. But the case of Bayis, its roof was Kiruyav Ba'alachsoin, so that you don't say Pitikra Yair V'Soysin. That's Rav. The Shmuel Omar, Shmuel said, no, Afilu Yeser Me'Yeser. Shmuel said, no, when the Mishnah says that the Chatzah was Nifritzah, Mishtei Ruchai said, it's talking about even where the Pirtzah was more than 10 Amis. So what's the Kasha? Yehachim Ruchachas Nami. So why do we need the Chatzah? Again, Shmuel's going back to explain the first part of the Mishnah. Chatzah, Shenifritzah, Mishtei Ruchai. Why do you need it on two sides? One side should be enough. Sakti Mar Mishum Bayis. The reason Shmuel, the Mishnah said, Shtei Ruchaiseh was because by bias it has to be Shtei Ruchaiseh. It was bias Guvet. Tikshi, Maish, why does it have to be Shtei Ruchaiseh? The Gemara talks it through like it did earlier. Maishim Ruchachas. If it would be a pirtz on one side, why wouldn't it be a problem according to Shmuel? Don't mean to be the Guyar of a Saisim. Beis Ruchais Nami named it be the Guyar of a Saisim. Two sides, you say the same Pitikri. Meaning, Shmuel saying you're right. By Chatzar, you shouldn't need Shtei Ruchosa. You know why? The Mishnah says Shtei Ruchosa by Chatzar to be consistent between Chatzar and Bias. And by Bias, you do need Shtei Ruchosa. So remember, why do you need by Bias Shtei Ruchosa? One Ruach is not considered a Peretzah. Yoisa Meyasa Amos must be because of Pitek Yerav Zayisim. So by two Ruches, you should also say Pitek Yerav Zayisim. And then the Gemara says, by the way, we've had the Suya Pitek Yerav Zayisim a few times, and we know it's a Machlokes HaMeiron. A Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We saw it earlier. It was one of the four Machlokes in Rav and Shmuel earlier in the parak. And Rav is the one that says you say Pitek Yerav. Shmuel holds you don't say Pitek Yerav. So the Gemara says, besides me, Yisrael, the Shmuel Pitek Yerav Zayisim, does Shmuel even hold a Pitek Yerav Itmar? Rav says you're allowed to carry everywhere underneath. Shmuel says you're not allowed to. Rav holds you're allowed to because Pitikra Yerav Zayisim. So even though the Achsadra doesn't have walls, but the Pitikra creates the walls. Whereas Shmuel says Eimet Alt El Badal Ramis. So Mamaravshach, what's going on over here? Shmuel doesn't hold the Pitikra Yerav Zayisim. So Yomara says, now that last kasha is not a kasha. Holy kasha. Because Ki Lesle, when the Shmuel hold, you don't say Pitikra Yerav Zayisim, is going to be very important to the punchline of the Gemara. That's Bedalit. If you want to create a four Mechitzos using Pitikra Yerav Zayisim, that's not something you can do. Avol b'shalish islay. But if you're not trying to create four mechitzos, you're trying to create three or two or one, anything less than four, then you could say Pitikra Yerav Zayisim. So to ask a kasha, why you would need that it should be nifritz on mibez ruchayseh, one ruach, you'll tell me because of Pitikra Yerav Zayisim, Shmuel doesn't hold Pitikra Yerav Zayisim. Shmuel doesn't hold an achsadra that has no walls. You can say Pitikra Yerav Zayisim because then the achsadra is creating the whole maisa. That doesn't work. But for one wall, that's good. But the Gemara says, okay, but mikom makom kasha. But at the end of the day, you still have a kasha. What's the kasha? Shmuel holds you say Pitikra Yerav Zayisim as long as it's less than four walls. So just like you say it for one, we say it for two walls. So again, the kasha is not, we don't have two kashas, the vesu we knocked out, but hadra, the first kasha, l'duchte. Mikomakam kasha, meaning the first kasha. At the end of the day, Shmuel said that the chatzah that was nifritza is talking about where it was yesam yesamas. And if that's the case, so why do you need that it should be nifritza mishtei ruchaseh? Because by bias, it has to be nifritza mishtei ruchaseh. Why? Because it's nifritza miruach hachas, why? Pitikra Yerav Zayisim, by two also Pitikra Yerav Zayisim. Here's the Gemara's text. Because Amri Bei Rav says the Gemara, just like the Yeshiva of Rav said Mishmei de Rav, they made it in a Kipkan Shinif to Bekaren Zavis, that it's talking about where the breach was in a corner, Viki Ruyav Alachsoy, and the roof was on an alachsoy, so that you don't say Pitikra, Hachinami, Shmuel's going to make a different Akimta. Kipkan Shinif to Bekaren Zavis, it's talking about where the breach was in a corner, same and not just that, but the roof itself had a breach, betoich breach, and it was breached four tefachim on each side, so that essentially, if you're going to say Pitikra Yerav Vesoysim, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to say Pitikra Yerav Vesoysim times four, and that Shmuel Shita, that by Dalad Mechitzis, you never say Pitikra Yerav Vesoysim. So what's coming out is as follows. What's coming out is that Shmuel's saying that by bias, the only reason it's a problem, even where it was yesa meyesa amnes, is because it was nifritz on shtei ruchayseh. Not because there's anything unique about shtei ruchayseh. But the reason is because if it wasn't nifritz on shtei ruchayseh, you would say Pitikra Yerav Zayisim. The only time you don't say Pitikra Yerav Zayisim is when it's Nifritz HaMishtei Ruch HaSeh and you make an Akimta where it's Kiruyev Ba'arba. So now you need to create four Mechitzas, and that's Shmuel Shitasa, Shmuel Tameh, who holds that Pitikra Yerav Zayisim can create Arba Mechitzas. And it's for that reason it had to be Nifritz HaMishtei Ruch HaSeh. So according to Shmuel, the Mishnah's case of bias had to be nifritza mishtei ruchayse, right? That's the point here that Shmuel's making. Because if it wasn't nifritza mishtei ruchayse, then you would always say Pitikra Yerav Zayisim. Now, Rav had a different reason you don't say Pitikra Yerav Zayisim. He made an akimt that's talking about where it was balachsin. Clearly Shmuel didn't want to say that. And the Gemara is going to ask in a second why Shmuel didn't want to say that. But let's accept that. That Shmuel did not want to learn like Rav that the roof was balachsin. So if the roof was not balachsin, so why don't you say Pitikra Yerav Zayisim? Even b'shtei ruchaseh, or must be the shtei ruchaseh was b'kerens avos, and in a kimta b'toich a kimta, it was kiruy of ba'arba, and it's for that reason you now need four mechitzas. And Shmuel the Shitasa holds that you can't say Pitikra Yerav Zayisim when there's four mechitzas. But let's just wrap this together a little bit before we finish the Gemara, and that is so it comes out according to Shmuel, bias had to be shtei ruchas. and Herbi. That's the only way you get away from Pitikra. So once Bai is Herbi, Shtei Ruchos, so Chatzar is also B'Shtei Ruchos. Rav said, why is Chatzar B'Shtei Ruchos? Because it was Be'esah Amos. So if it wasn't B'Shtei Ruchos, it would be a Pesach. It had to be Shtei Ruchos B'Keren's Ovis. Shmuel says, you don't have to say that. It could be Yosef B'Esah Amos. You'll ask me a Kasha, if it's Yosef B'Esah Amos, why do you need a B'Shtei Ruchos? You don't. But Agavurchi Kamashmon, being that Bias had to be B'Shtei Ruchos, so this also has to be B'Shtei Ruchos. Now Rav is not in the spot because Rav doesn't hold Bias had to be B'Shtei Ruchos either. Why does Bias have to be B'Shtei Ruchos? Because otherwise you're going to say Pitikur Yerva Soysim? No, you're not. You're not saying Pitikur Yerva Soysim anyways because it's Baal Lachsim. So this is, at the end of the day, two ways to learn the Mishnah. According to Rav, the Pirtza was Eser Amos or less. Otherwise, you wouldn't need two Ruchos. It's Eser Amos. I let the Eser Amos be a Pesach, it's Bekeren Zavis, so that Pischa Bekeren Zavis, Layavdi Inchi, that's why Eser Amos, by the Chatzar, we look at it as a bridge. That's why by the Bias, we look at it as a bridge. You have to make another Akimta, that Kiruyas Balachsen, to avoid the issue of Pitikri Yarev Esaisen. According to Shmuel, the reason we said Shtei Ruchos by Chatzar is not because it was Eser Amos. Maybe it was Yosef Eser Amos. And really, it could have been even Beruach Achas. The reason we said it was Agav. What Agav? Agav, Bias. Bias had to be that way. Why did Bias have to be that way? Because if Bias wouldn't have been that way, then by Bias, you would say Pitikri Yarev Esaisen. But the bottom line is, one other prat that comes out from this Machloikis. Again, the Ikra Machloikis is, does the Mishnah have to be talking about where the Pirtza was Eser Amos, or could it be talking about even where it was Yosem Eser Amos? According to Rav, it had to be Eser Amos, because otherwise, what do you need two Ruchos for? According to Shmuel, it could have been even Yosem Eser Amos. That's clear. Number one. Number two, what emerges as well is Machlois between Rav and Shmuel, why don't you say Pitikur Yarev Esaisim by the Bias? What's the reason? According to Rav, no Pitikur Yarev Esaisim because it was Baal Lachsim. According to Shmuel, the reason is no Pitikur Yarev Esaisim because it's talking about a whole Akimta where you would have to make Mechitzas on four sides. So the Gemara says, Shmuel, Yamakir Rav, why does Shmuel not want to learn like Rav? A Lachsim like Tani. Mishnah doesn't say anything about a Lachsim. Which is interesting, we're making all these akimtas in the Mishnah. But this akimta, this is where Shmuel drew the line. He says, no, it doesn't say anything about Allah. Why did Rav hold like Shmuel? That's easy. Why? It's Rav Lashitasa. Because Rav holds, you do say Pitikur Yarev Esaisim, even on four mechitzas. Because I'm Kain, have a lay achsadju, because it's no different than an achsadju. But Rav Litameh, the Om, achsadju mutal tata makula. You let her carry an achsadju, the Itmar achsadju, bebek, Rav mutal tata makula, Shmuel am imitata makula. Ela barba amois, Rav mutal tata makula. Rav says, you let her be imitata makula, a mini Pitikur Yarev Esaisim. Shmuel am imitata makula, barba amois, lay a mini Pitikur Yarev Esaisim. So Shmuel Lashitasa had to say this, he had no choice. Rav Lashitasa did not have to say it either way. That's why Rav didn't make the Akimta Shmuel because he wouldn't have done anything. Shmuel's Akimta just means four mechitzas. Oh, but Tameh, yeah, four mechitzas. You can't say Pitikur Yarev Esaisim. According to Rav, you could say Pitikur even before mechitzas. Either way. So the Gemara is now going to continue to discuss this Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So again, what's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Achsadra Bebika. A bika is a field, and Achsadra is four poles, no walls, and a shtickle roof situation, but not a proper roof. So this is an achsadra that's inside a bika. According to Rav, the whole area has a din of a reshus hayachid. Why? Because there is a roof, there's a tikra, and pi tikra, yoyred v'soysen. Shmuel holds, no, it has a din of a caramelis. You can't be metal to yoyosim metal anamis, because you don't say pi tikra, yoyred v'soysen. The Gemara clarified one knach, this we saw very clearly in today's daf, and that is even though Shmuel holds that you don't say pi tikra, yoyred v'soysen by achsadra b'bika, but it's only if it's similar to achsadra b'bika where you're creating four mechitzas. But if you're creating three mechitzas, or two mechitzas, or one mechitza, then you would say pi tikra, yoyred v'soysen. Zokta Gemara, a little more hezber in the machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Be'eser, in the event that the gap between poles of this achsadra was 10 amis or less, kulam alei pligi, everybody would agree that you're allowed to carry. Now, as machloikis Rashi and Tosfos, what it means, everybody would agree. Rashi seems to say, the reason everybody would agree is because you don't have to come out to Pitikur Yarev Esaisim. If the gaps are less than 10 amis, so it sounds like it's just a Pesach. So if it's a Pesach, that in and of itself can work. Now you have to cheshbin, paritz, merubah lo'aymid, right? There's other factors you have to take into account. The bottom Tosfos says, no, it's not because of Pesach. Kulam alei pligi, meaning everybody holds you say Pitikur Yarev Esaisim. Even though we're saying Shmuel holds you don't say particularly Yarev Esaisim, but Dal Mechitzas, but that's only if the gaps are Yosem Es Amis. If the gaps are 10 Amis, then even Shmuel would agree you say Pitikra Yarev Ki Pligi, what's Machloikas, but Yosem Es Machloikas, if it was more than 10. Ikidami says it's just the opposite. Besner, Kulamalei Pligi. If it's more than 10, nobody holds. You could say Pitikra. Can you Pligi Besner? Machloikas is, what if it was 10? So again, we have a Machloikas if they argued Beyeser, or that if they argued be Esser, right? Esser or Yeser? With Tanayin or with a Yod? With a Sin or with a Sa? Zakti Gemaradam, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, that Meir said, Kaira Dalit, Mata Bechurva. If you have a Churva and the Churva opened up into Rosh Hasharab, based on that, you shouldn't be able to be Metalton in the Churva. It's different from Loya, Lamakam Aser. It opens up into Rosh Hasharab. But there was a Kaira, there was a beam that was 4 Tfachim wide, that was right at the entranceway of the Chatzar. Rashi on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Dalit Amid Beis explains this very descriptively. Dibra Maskel Kaira Arba Mata Bechurva. It's good to read it. Churva Haprutz of Rosh Hasharab. You have a Churva that was exposed to Rosh Hasharab. Vineser Batop can't carry. It's Nifritz B'Maloya. V'yesh B'Kaira, and there was a beam. Roshea, the two ends of the Kaira, Nisunin Al Shtei Yesedais. They were lying on two, like nails, two poles that were sticking out at the two sides of the Churva. Mutal Taut El Tachta. You're allowed to carry underneath it. Why? The Arba P'Yosea, because the four sides, Yardim, V'Soismin, Beis B'Tzida, Beis B'Roshea. You end up having a P'Tikra Yardim V'Soismin. So who said this? Rabbi Yehuda Damayra said this. Rabbi Nachman Amar Rabbi Baravua. Rabbi Nachman said, name Rabbi Avua. This works, but it only works on water, right? So the water, this will work. But otherwise, it's not good. Someone says, Mani, who is Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman going according to? Were they going according to everybody? Or were they only going according to Rav? Rav holds Achsadra Vibika, you say Pitikri Yervisoysen. Rav Yehuda's halach of Kairat Dalid Mata Bechorva. Rav Nachman Amar Abavua's halach of Kairat Dalid Mata B'mayim. Were they saying their halacha only according to Rav or even according to Shmuel? So at first, I say, of course, Rav, right? And where it says, no. Lahach lishna d'amri b'eser loy pligi. Lahach lishna d'amri b'eser loy pligi. According to the lishna that says, that the machloikis was b'yoyser me'eser. But b'eser itself, there's no machloikis. Meaning there is a time that even Shmuel holds that you would say p'tikri yarev esayisim even b'dalud mechitzos. So you could always say the Rav Yehuda or Nachman Rabbi Ravu's halacha was talking about be'eser, where it wasn't more than 10 amas. And it's true, even according to Shmuel. But according to the Lashon that says, no, the machlekes was be'eser, but be'eser, everyone holds it's not good, so it comes out Shmuel never holds p'tikri yarev esayisim b'dalud mechitzos. Because even be'eser, even the smallest share, Shmuel says it's not going to work. Then Karab, then you have no choice but to say this is going according to Rav. Zok de Gemara. One more knech as it relates to this machlekes. It would seem that the machlekes of Abaye v'Rava is really machlekes of Rav and Shmuel. Is that part of Itmar? What's this machlekes of Abaye v'Rava? Sikech al gabi achsadra. If somebody had an achsadra and he decided to put schach on top of the achsadra, so the issue over here is that this person doesn't have mechitzas. Right, schach is wonderful, but you're not mechitzas. You need tfanis. You need two tfanis, and the third one has to be at least a tefach. So you need the. So the question is, can you use p'tikri yari besides? That's going to be the shaila now to create the fanois for sukkah or not. So the halacha is like this. If it has pitzimim, if there are posts, and Rashi says the posts are lined up and they're within three tfachim of each other. Lovud. So it's considered a wall kshera. It's good. Ain't lapzimin if there's no post. Abayam kshera, I'm a psula. Abayam kshera, I'm a pitikir yarev esayisim. Rav, I'm a psula. Why am I pitikir yarev esayisim? Lema abaya karav. Abaya that says you can use pitikir yarev esayisim for a sukkah sounds like he holds like Rav. That you say pitikir yarev esayisim. For Rav, kishmul. Sounds like Rav holds like Shmuel. Rav says you don't say pitikir yarev esayisim holds like Shmuel. So Gemara says no. Leave the Shmuel kolabal pliki. Everyone, according to Shmuel, that you don't say pitikir yarev esayisim by a regular achsadra bebika, everyone's going to hold that this is not going to be okay. If you can't do it by an achsadra bebika, an erevin, you're not going to do it for a sukkah either. The sukkah is more chomer, as we'll say. Can you please yell the Rav? The shaila is, what about Rav? Rav says you do say p'tikir yarev esayisim by achsadra bebika. What's going to be the halacha? What would Rav hold in a case of sukkah? Abaya says, I think Rav's going to say the same halacha. Just like p'tikir yarev esayisim by achsadra bebika. So if it's considered mechitzos in erevin, why should it be considered the fanos in sukkah? But Rav said, no, I'd come Rav. So what did Rav say? Is halacha el dahani mechitzos achsadra vidi. It's true. He holds in the world of erevin, the mechitzos are a shayach to the achsadra, so it's going to work. The tikra is meant for the achsadra, hence it can create mechitzos that service the achsadra, that considered bona fide mechitzos. Aval hocha, dahani mechitzos lav the sukkah vidi loy. But over here, these mechitzos, this tikra, the p-tikra that you're using now to create mechitzos, was it made l'shem sukkah? It wasn't made l'shem sukkah. I mean that it wasn't made l'shem sukkah, it's not going to work. The p-tikra, that's the basis, the source, the mucker of the mechitzos. In Erevin, it was made for the achsadra. Thus, it can create mechitzos of achsadra. But the p-tikra that you want to use for sukkah, was it made for sukkah? No. If it wasn't made for sukkah, it can't cast now walls that are going to be mechitzos for sukkah. So Rashi, not even Tosfos, Rashi asked the obvious kasha. You don't have to make mechitzos. You don't have to make walls l'shem sukkah. Who cares that it was the p-tikra wasn't there for a sukkah? I forgot to lay by mechitzos l'shman. We can't be so mekel. It's when sukkah, you don't have to make mechitzas l'shem sukkah. But at the same time, you want to make a pitikra yoyred v'soysen. That, right, you're going to show up that the guy's sukkah, it looks like he's sitting in his backyard. Like, we're the wolf. Pitikra yoyred v'soysen. Right? Doesn't work. Such a kula when you're going to use your pitikra yoyred v'soysen. I mean, some sukkahs rely on this. But if you're going to use your pitikra yoyred v'soysen, and it's going to be a pitikra that wasn't even made l'shem sukkah, I'm not ready, uncomfortable. Kule hai loy mekalinon, and to have such a kula, this is something that you're really not going to be able to do. I drop more Gemara. Now we'll stop.